This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 246 for Friday, January 31st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Friday after White House Press Secretary Carolina Leavitt confirmed 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports into the U.S. will be imposed tomorrow despite conflicting media reports. Chicago soil and crude oil were up, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were mostly higher. The Canadian dollar was down one-half of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract was down $2.10 per ton at $638.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat fell back into the red. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said Argentina's corn crop was 28% excellent, 50% normal, and 22% poor. Excellent was down 2 points from last week, while poor was up 2 points. Hot and dry weather over the next 2 weeks will put additional stress on Argentina's corn and soybean crops, with rains delayed until mid-February. Much of Brazil is also expected to be drier for the next 2 weeks, but southern regions will receive rains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its cattle inventory report later today, with the trade expecting the total herd to be 86.373 million, down 0.9% from last year. The March corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.82. The BAGE reported conditions for Argentina's soybean crop at 20% excellent, 52% normal, and 28% poor. Excellent was down 2 points, while normal was up 2 points from last week. The USDA will release its December crush report on Monday, with the trade estimating a record-breaking 217.6 million bushel soybean crush in December, up 3.6% from November and up 6.6% from December 2023. Soy oil stocks were projected to be 1.734 billion pounds. Chinese state-owned grain trader COFCO said it is still committed to a moratorium on purchasing Brazilian soybeans grown from areas of Amazon deforestation after 2008. The March soybean contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.42. The central and southern U.S. plains will be dry this weekend, but starting next week, temperatures there will be slightly below normal, while precipitation will be above normal. India extended its trading ban on derivative contracts for some grains and food items until the end of March, including those for wheat, soybeans, chickpeas, and crude palm oil. Morocco has suspended feed grain shipments from Germany until the latter's outbreak of foot and mouth disease is contained. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.60. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, January 31st. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.